got a couple of stories that we've been running this morning having to do with development, economic development. Mm-hmm. Y'all got a pretty good-sized report, about a 100-page report. Some things that high points as far as you're concerned are your thoughts there.
Well, that there's a lot of opportunity out there, but that's like, duh. You know, everybody knows that. But that, you know, we're on the edge to be able to do some really big things. I know that having been a lifelong member here, I have seen it change as you have, but there's some really big things ahead, I think, that are going to make the previous growth look kind of small.
Well, obviously, College Station has been at more than one crossroads when it's come to growth and the way that that growth is handled. Were there any, when you're part of government or part of decision making, your view might be different from what the general public's is. So did you see anything in there that kind of surprised you as to a response either in a positive or negative way or a higher percentage in some things? What stood out as a surprise to you, I guess?
Well, there wasn't a lot of surprises. We got to be a part of that consulting group as far as we gave our 2 cents. Maybe that there was still some concern about the political folks that are in office. I'm assuming that they mean currently, not necessarily past, but maybe it was past. I know that our current council is doing everything they can to be very supportive of development, so that was a surprise. They didn't really explain what that meant, but that was listed in there as one of the things that needs work.
Well, you and I, again, have lived here for a long time, and I know certainly in my case, and probably yours too, most of the people we went to high school with left. They didn't stay here or never came back. Maybe they came back at a later point. But College Station had never been a place where people wanted to settle, raise their family, start their family. And it seems to me that this is something that employers are still saying, is that they are having trouble finding the people that they need. Now, I don't know what city government can do to cause that environment to be better, but do you have thoughts on what it takes to be able to have a workforce, certainly within the general geographic area, that employers can come here and feel comfortable in starting their businesses?
I mean, this has been an ongoing thing, like you said. You know, we're lucky we have very low unemployment here. It's always been that way. But yeah, as my work at the chamber, I did a lot about, heard a lot about the workforce and the limited number that was out there. I will say, on my work on on the board of the RBP, I get to listen a lot to, because Blinn College is on that board as well. Their development of a lot of associate degrees that are going to help support the things that are going into the biomedical corridor. They're going to start programs that let students go in and train specifically for the businesses that exist there. And right now, I mean, if you go and tour the new high school in College Station, which I did at the opening of it, they have a lot of they consider it, I guess, vocational, but it's things like their meat lab and their culinary school and things that are putting people, getting them the skills they need to go directly into the workforce out of high school. And they're even going to probably go into the high schools through this thing that Blinn is doing to get those students ready to move on to the programs that they have at Blinn. And then I'm assuming, you know, and the talk has always been that they will get, these companies will get a lot of their workforce out of Texas A&M. You know, it's hard to make that decision when you're in eighth grade or whatever, and I think that might be part of it. But it's something that all those concerned are working toward developing that workforce locally.
Sure. Julie Schultz joining us this morning. Obviously, y'all are going to delve into this in more depth in your retreat that's coming up. What else is on the docket for that retreat?
We do a lot of our strategic planning. One thing that we're putting forward, we just recently did this at one of our last meetings, we're putting together an ad hoc committee for economic development to try to look at what do we have, what's some of the things that exist, and then how do we move forward with our report that we just received. And we're going to start working on that in addition to trying to manage a lot of these large projects that we have going on right now, and that's pretty much taking precedence over a lot of the stuff that maybe was discussed, but we've really got to focus on the Kyle Field situation and then also the municipal managed managed municipal district.
The whole idea about business development, that critter has changed in College Station in the last few years, and part of it had to do with that's a real strong suit for now departed city manager David Neely.
Yes.
What part do you see him playing? Do you want him to remain very active in this? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you want him to be on this?
10. Is that quick enough for you?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, he was very instrumental in a lot of the growth that we've seen and a lot of the good things that have happened to College Station in the last few years. We were extremely sad that he was moving on, but understood his reasoning. But the great thing is he's going to be around. We're going to be able to hopefully hire him as a consultant to help with these projects that he helped get on, you know, at least started. So we are going to utilize his expertise still. We're not going to let him off that easy.
So he won't be in-house as one member of council. Are you in favor then that you find another business development person to run day-to-day operations and then David is a consultant in your world?
Yes, that's how it'll
work. Okay, so you'd refund that office again.
Yes, okay. Yes, we definitely would.
As we talk about the new city manager, and you have a guy in place interim, but how is that search going to go, and how do you feel that that's moving
we
along?
We have not discussed that, actually. Excuse me, I have a little frog in my throat this morning. We are, you know, it's been very, you know, preliminary. It seems like our executive sessions are just jam-packed with stuff that's got to get done right now. And so we did name Frank Simpson as the interim, and we actually haven't had any discussions past that. I don't know that we're going to go out and do a search. I maybe we will and maybe we won't. We just know, and truthfully, I have not had any conversations with any other council members about that. Fortunately, there's so many other things going, and for the good, we're just trying to keep all the balls in the air, basically.
Sure. Julie Schultz here from the College Station City Council. You mentioned a moment ago managed municipal districts. You have some concerns about this, and I think you spoke to that. Maybe expand or review with us what your concerns are.
Well, I mean, this is a brand new thing for our community, and it's scary because we've never done it before. So that makes it makes me as an individual citizen really want to be very careful. But I also don't want to just, because of my fear, not take this really good possible opportunity to do something really good for the community. So I would say, I am for it, but I am very cautiously moving forward, and I'm, you know, as I truly believe the other council members are being very careful and looking at every step we take, taking it very serious and trying to do the right thing.
Okay, then review for people then what an MMD is if they're late to the game.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit hard to explain because we have two different ones that are going to be this large area on the basically the east side of a little on the west side, but the east side of Rock Prairie is where the large number or the large amount of land is. And it's sort of a homeowners association, not exactly, but each one will regulate themselves as far as they'll assess fees like you do in a homeowners association to the folks that are within that little line or circle, and they will build things that the city couldn't afford to do. So hopefully the idea is they will get to have I'm not talking about basic infrastructure, but special things, amenities that we couldn't afford to put there. They'll pay for it themselves and then enjoy the folks that want to come and be a part of that. It's a way to, the way it was explained to us through our previous city manager who has put together these types of things in Sugar Land, and knowing that that is not this community, we still want to look at the possibility of doing something like that because they seem to have done it quite successfully.
So
there.
You're concerned that you're not going to have enough control over what the content of that is, and that's what your problem is?
I mean, that's what you want to do. I will have to say that other citizens that have spoken to me about their concerns have been about putting boards together that have, they're all, you know, they can control everything, and we have no say, and they're not elected. We appoint them. And that is a concern that we talked about in the last council meeting. And I feel strongly that they're just because we've had situations where things kind of got out of control in the past, we of course never want to see that ever happen again. And just want to make sure that we are putting things in place that at least the elected officials can be held accountable for.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen today?
Nope, just things are going very well, and we're working very hard. We're very, very busy, like I just talked about, but life is good in College Station. I do appreciate folks that contact us and let us know about their concerns, and you know, it looks like we're making some really good forward motion, which always hasn't been the case in the past, and I just feel really good about some of the things that are in front of us.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.